This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Don't be spooked. Don't be spooked about the pumpkin smell with all those pumpkin pies in the orange studio. Welcome into Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Yes, we've walked down the hall here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm in the orange studio today. Everything's orange. We've got pumpkins all around us and pumpkin pie, and it smells awesome, especially with the cinnamon on top. Today here on Auto World, not only are we going into the email bag, of course, whenever you hear the Yuga horn, but I look forward to your emails, folks. Your phone call, the phone number again is, since 1992, is 855-660-4261. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Instagram, Auto World Media. Head on over, take a look at some of the photos we have up on our Instagram, Auto World Media, and also the Facebook side is my name, Mark Evans, and then Auto World Radio Facebook side. We have a picture up there. It looks kind of like a sandwich. A battery sandwich. We're talking a little bit about that new battery that's in town, supposedly with 745-mile range. We're going to talk a little bit about that. This is why I want you to get pen and paper and pencil out. I'm going to get a little technical with you. Why not? And teach you maybe a little bit about batteries and how come and why and what company is doing it. And, oh, yeah, got oil? Well, this oil company is buying some Tesla. What? I said it. Don't get spooked about it. The oil company's going to buy some Teslas, so that might change you up a year lifey, a little bitty. Okay, but the first thing, and most of all, you're the star of the show, 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook, you can Facebook message me there. I do honor that. Mark Evans is the address, my name. So let's get right to it. First off, I want to get into, we got an email here from last hour. The gentleman's listened to us for 2 hours, he stated. So he says, you can air it next hour, which I am. And congratulations to Dan. Dan is right on that trivia question we had last hour, and that is, what is the name of the automobile that Batman drives? What a great time to do it in October, of course. Trivia question like that. What is the name of the automobile that Batman drives? Dan, listening in Illinois. He's listening to us on WRMN. Let's do a shout out to one of our great Auto World affiliates, and that is WRMN AM 1410. He's right there in Arlington Heights, Illinois. He says it's the Batmobile. Dan, you're absolutely right. Thank you. Congratulations. Let's give him a hand. Good job. Good job. Batmobile. That's right. Dan, did you dress up like I did as Batman when you were a little kid? I just let the bat out of the bag. Oh, it was fun having the bat ears up there on the top of my head. Having fun, you know, trick or treat. Thanks, Dan. I've got a little bit of trick or treat candies in this gift bag for you. So if you would, send me back an address that I can send you a little gift bag that has some solution finish. Like that black plastic on your automobile? Black door handles that aren't black anymore? Well, solution can fix it. Solution finish, that is, can fix it, folks. Turns everything that is dull white plastic, literally white, back to black forever. Go ahead and, Dan, let that, there in Arlington Heights, Illinois, let those rains and those thunder boomers get that and try to wash it off. It will not wash it off. Send me back your address there. Our address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. So let me throw out another trivia question. Why not? What year was the first auto insurance policy created? And it is pretty scary and spooky if you meet somebody by accident. First thing you always ask, what's the name of your insurance company, please? Maybe you might not ask it, but I know Mr. and Mrs. Officer ask it. What year was the first auto insurance policy created? 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay, let's get back. It is now. Already, folks. 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year and the contenders. Next hour, you're going to be hearing who the winner is. But let's talk about the contenders. I mentioned one of the contenders was the 2024 Audi Q8 Sportback e-tron. We have the 2023 BMW X7. We have the 2024 Buick Encore GX as a contender. We also have the 2024 Buick Envista. And they've changed that one up quite a bit. I know some folks that's now buying those to the point of no return. You like them. Yeah, one of the contenders also, another new contender, is the 2024 Dodge Hornet. The Hornet. Ooh, watch out. You might get stung by the Hornet in October. And another one, got to salute them, because it's actually one of the contenders for the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. This is a contender. 2023 Ford Escape. Pretty good, because it's a 2023. That's a contender. It is a contender for the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. Coming up on the third hour, you're going to not only hear more about more contenders, but the winner of the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. So stay tuned. On the last hour of Auto World here, we also have the Word with Mark. If you do not, your favorite radio station you're listening to me on right now, you do not get the third hour, folks, you can always go to my website at autoworldmedia.com. You'll see the little red bar there, listen live, just click that. Okay, now, before we do this, though, in this month, back in 1989, it was born. It was called the Shadow. Oh, yes. It was a new spirit for Dodge. It's called the Dodge Shadow. It was a coupe. Also, they had the sedan. The Shadow was there for you back in 89. The coupe, the price of it was $10,050. The sedan ran up $2,250. The 1989, the new spirit of Dodge, the Shadow. 19 miles per gallon in the city and 34 on the highway. The Shadow. It was all new for the new spirit of Dodge back in that day. And that's what we call, my dad had that car. And Mom drove it. Some of you might be asking, how many cars did your dad have? Well, I'm talking about all of our dads. My dad had that car. Trivia question here today on Auto World. What year was the first auto insurance policy created? 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Now, like you say, you folks there in Texas and Florida listening, you know hurricane is not the best word you want to hear about. But I have some good news today here on Auto World about that name called that word, hurricane. Usually we say stay away, but this time we say come on down. Come on down underneath that bonnet for you folks listening across the pond. Thank you. Appreciate it. Our friends in Australia and Germany, absolutely. Sweden, broadening the, was over at Sweden. I guess I could say I helped talk to quite a few folks and trying to get a lot of you over there. And you are now listening. Appreciate that. That's what it's all about. So good to have you along. Hurricane. What is it? Why is it? How come it's coming back? It's coming back with a vengeance to the point of, well, they're basically using something that we already have in our life. They made it better, but it's an engine, folks. Hurricane. And there's more to this when we come back from this first break. And we also have today here on Auto World the last one. And it was orange. To go along with the orange studio that I'm in today. But good news on that, too. But the last one, we're going to find out when we come back from the short break. And also taking your emails and reading some of your emails live out of the email bag. 855-660-4261. Auto World Radio, yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans.
Yeah. for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fox. gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
It's that month. It is that month. Don't be spooked. Welcome back to Auto World. You know, folks, there's a new battery in town that we're going to be getting to here in a little bit. Head over to our Facebook page, my Facebook page there at Auto World Radio. Mark Evans' address on that Facebook site. Also, you'll see a, looks like a sandwich. It's a new battery in town, so stay tuned for that. Talk a little bit about that. But right now, let's talk about and give you some information about an engine that has been around, but today they've changed it and they're bringing it to you. The Hurricane, the Dodge Hurricane. That's right, they named it the Hurricane. Why? Because this bad boy has got two twin turbos on an I6 engine. That's a six-cylinder, folks. Inline six. The Dodge Hurricane twin turbo I6. Is rocking. That thing is moving. It's been, well, they brought it out and they put it in the Chevy Trailblazer, the GMC Envoy, the I6 engine, inline six cylinder. And today, the all new 3.0 liter Hurricane twin turbo inline six engine delivers better fuel economy and fewer emissions than larger engines that it has in its category. That's right. This bad boy is less emissions. It burns fuel. It's not an electric engine. Twin turbochargers on an inline six-cylinder. It's delivering more than some of their V8s the Dodge has out there, and some of their V6s. The 3.0-liter Hurricane twin-turbo 510 generates 510 horsepower, 500 pound-feet of torque. In 2023, the Grand Wagoneer and the Grand Jeep Wagoneer, the long wheelbase, did come with this engine. The Hurricane twin-turbo inline six, it's a new replacement for the iconic Hemi V8. Oh, you mean I can't hit my forehead now and say, huh, I could have had a V8. That's right. It is now for you Stellantis customers, particularly you Dodge fans out there witnessing the departure of the, oh yeah, the Hemi is a hard pill to swallow. But however, though, folks, a little bitter taste for that pill won't last long, is that the new I6 is putting up some impressive numbers that are already surpassing their V8. Now, I talked last week a little bit about that little body shell that's coming off the assembly line that they promised that they were going to be all electric, you know, the Dodge Charger. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I did say last week, in fact, I'm saying it again, that it looks like, according to the capsule that they've purchased and built on the assembly line, it looks like it could come with a Hurricane in it, the Hurricane Twin Turbo I6. Oh, yes, that's exactly right. Not the 5.7-liter Hemi V8 that only produces 395 horsepower and 410 pound-feet of torque. They're going to put this I6, that twin-turbocharged Hurricane I6 in it. Well, because it produces more horsepower, produces more torque, produces less emissions. So there it is. Winner, winner. Halloween dinner. Winner, winner. All the way around. So, hang on to your Pinstar V6 because it's probably going to be going bye-bye. This is probably the Hurricane Twin Turbo could be the new replacement for the Pinstar V6. We will see. Now, some of you are saying that it is a Dodge Hurricane Twin Turbo I6. Now, the I stands for inline. That means that six pistons, folks, are in line. Straight. A V6, the motor is shaped like a V. Three cylinders on one side, three on the other side, creating the V. That's what that stands for. Congratulations to the 3.0-liter Hurricane twin-turbo inline-six engine. Better fuel economy, fewer emissions, and more horsepower and more torque. You might just want to climb in one and try it out. Sounds like it's going to be a fun little ride. It is, absolutely. Coming up here also, not only the battery talk, this new battery that's in town, but you Jeep owners, listen up. didn't have any clue, about you not using your Jeep? We're going to find out about that later. What year was the first auto insurance policy created, folks? A little Auto World trivia today. What year was the first auto insurance policy created? 855-660-4261. And also we have the contenders, more contenders, and the winner the next hour of the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. And find out who was the winner there. But most of all, I want to hear from you. Again, give me a holler, call. Our number since 1992 is 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I do welcome your Facebook messaging. Absolutely, the address is my name, Mark Evans. So let's talk a little bit about the thing that a lot of you have been wondering about, and you know what that is. I kind of tease you a little bit about. Well, it happened this month. It's the very last one that happened. And what it is, and what kind of orange thing this thing is, because it is orange at that time. It was the very last one produced. It happened in October of 1980. It was the last International Harvester Scout, folks. Yep. See, IH, or International Harvester, initially focused on manufacturing agricultural machinery, such as tractors. The business began truck production in 1907 at the company's McCormick Works factory in Chicago. While International Harvester was commercially successful building and selling large trucks and farm equipment, the launch of their Jeep competitor, the Scout, would become the company's most successful consumer vehicle to date. The first International Harvester Scout left the assembly line in 1960 and remained in production all the way until this month, October, in 1980. And it was orange. Manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the Scout featured a variety of two-door body styles. These included, of course, a full-length roof, half-cab pickup, or a soft top. I have a friend that has a soft top. Each available with a 4x4 drivetrain. The first Scout, the Scout 80, saw the end of the line in 1966 with the introduction of the 800. The 810 followed in 1971. The Scout 2 also debuted in that year. Later, it would remain in production through 1980. When Scout production came to an end, International ultimately built 532,674 Scouts throughout the two decades production run. It's back! Volkswagen, it's going to be all electric. The International Scout, all in orange on its last day. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Fresh explosions have been reported in Gaza following Israeli forces' execution of another ground operation against Hamas. Israel has stated that they employed troops, fighter jets, drones, and armored vehicles to target Hamas installations. This development comes amid increasing speculation about a potential larger-scale ground incursion into the Hamas-controlled territory. Maine police had twice searched and cleared a recycling center before they found the body of the 40-year-old gunman who killed 18 people and triggered an intensive police manhunt that forced thousands of people to shelter center in place for 2 days in Lewiston, Maine. The body was discovered only after the center's owner called local police to say that Army Reservist Robert Card was familiar with the property, urging investigators to check the trailers in an overflow parking lot across the street from the Maine facility. A state police tactical team discovered the body near the sliding door of an unlocked trailer full of scrap plastic and metal. Card had died of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Vehicles?
What kind of vehicle is that?
Whatever vehicle you don't like. Why would you drive a vehicle that you do not like?
That's right. Don't be scared. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. It is time. I heard that Ugo horn. Let's do it.
Hand me the email bag there. Eddie, the engine emailer. Thank you.
Time to go into that email bag before we get talking that technical language about those solid state.
Oh, he did it again. That Ugo horn is working today.
Yes, we're going to be talking about those solid-state batteries. That's what they're called. 745 miles range, folks. Stay tuned for that. But first, let's get to this email I just pulled out of the email bag. It's called Stump the Chump. Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of the emails here. He did a good one here. Let's see if he can. Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Sam in Redding, California. Good to have you along, Sam. I can read it. Let's do it. Hi, Mark. Tuning in on KRAC every week. Great show. Thank you, Sam. Quick question for you. How can I tell if my struts are bad? Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, you don't have to call me sir, but thank you. Sam in Redding, California. That means one thing. Let's do a shout-out before we fix Sam's struts. Oh, yeah. So a shout-out horn goes out to KRAC, AM 1370, Talk 1370, right there in Red Bluff, Shingletown, Cottonwood, and Redding, California, and all other towns around. Thank you for taking 2 hours of Auto World. Appreciate that. Sam, thanks for bringing us into Redding, California. Struts. Struts on the front, shocks on the back. The difference is they both do the same thing. They keep your vehicle and your truck, car, whatever you're driving, from bouncing up and down forever. No rebounding is what I call it. We do not want any rebounding. So if it bounces down, as you go down through the speed bump, it comes back up and goes whoosh, and stops without bottoming your car out again. No rebounding, like a basketball. You don't want, you know, once you bounce a basketball, you do want it to come back to your hand. But when it comes to your car and your truck, folks, you really don't want that thing bouncing like a basketball. It's going to put cup wear mark in your tires. Besides that, it's unsafe. It causes your tread, your tire, not to stay on the road surface as long as it should be on the road surface, to cause you to have better braking, more handling, cornering, etc. So you need new struts, period. Now, like Sam asks, how do I tell if my struts are bad? By the bouncing ball effect, Sam. What I want you to do, you can go out and drive it, but sometimes we're driving around looking for those little speed bumps. I like the dips better, not the bumps. The bumps are that big pile of asphalt that's painted yellow that you drive right over it. Those don't work as good as a speed dip. The dip that we dip our potato chip in. Well, this is a divot in the road, and you drive through there just a little bit too fast for me, Sam. And as you come down through that dip and come back the other side, it bounces that car up and then comes down. And if you still are having that basketball effect where the front of your car is going up and down, you need struts. Or, like we do here at the shop, two things we do, Sam. With my gloves on, because I do not want to scratch anybody's paint, I just grab the right front or the left front one corner at a time, and I bounce it back and forth, up and down. And if it keeps bouncing, again, like a basketball, you need struts. And another thing we look at, we put it up on the lift, and we get up in there, we get looking, Sam, to see if there's any oil coming out of it, any wet look, okay? Any wet look. If you have any wet look at all, folks, on your strut at all, in the front or the back, even the shocks in the back, if you have any wet look, it's bad. Be done with it. Be done with it. And I do recommend, Sam, go get gas struts and do the whole entire package. I want you to buy the strut package. That means that the coil spring has already been installed. The strut is, the shock is inside the spring. It's a strut package, a full package. And they're a little bit more money, but again, it's less money to put on labor-wise at a repair shop. They don't have to take the little very, very scary tool to collapse the spring, to take the strut out of there and put the new strut in and then uncollapse the spring. Very scary and hard job to do. So just have the shop put a whole entire strut package on the front. Look for wet look. Get rid of them. Do the bouncing ball, push down on the front, let off on your front. You can do the same on the back. That's how you tell if you need struts. Thanks, Sam. Redding, California, listening to us on The Talk, 1370. That Talk, 1370 on KRAC, AM 1370. Thank you, Sam. Email me your address. I've got a little gift packet for you. No, I don't have any struts to put in it. Boy, the shipping costs on those. Whoa, they're heavy. Anyway, I've got a good little gift bag for you here, Sam. So if you would, send me back your address at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We'll get some good stuff sent out to you. And, you know, that was a big thing way back when. I don't want to go there, but I'm going to. 2020 did a special, folks. And I want you listening because you want to learn things. You want to save money. You want to have fun with me. And I do appreciate that. Thank you. We're going to have fun with the Jeep owners here in a little bit. But you're going to learn about batteries in a little bit here, too, on the solid state word. But overall, back in the day, 2020, 60 Minutes also did a special on the repair shops that used to have the oil can available. And they'd squirt oil on your struts. They squirt oil on your shocks to make them, give them that wet look again, and then tell you you need shocks. That's why I have Sam doing the bounce check. Period. Make sure when you bounce it, no matter how much oil's on there, that if they keep bouncing, you still need struts. You can tell if the oil is fresh and or old on that strut or shock. Have the shop Auto World tip for you. Have the shop take a cell phone picture. The technician has a cell phone in their pocket. Half the time, you got to tell them to get off the thing to get the job done. They're probably playing video games. I don't know. Well, anyway, have them take a picture of that shock, the strut that they're saying is bad, and text it over to you. Yeah, that's how to solve everything right there. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get to it. Jeep owners, listen up. Calling all Jeep owners, calling all Jeep owners. Okay, we got everybody here, Jeep owners, yeah. And then folks that aren't looking at maybe buying a Jeep. Well, guess what? I have for you today, Jeep owners actually, are they really using them for off-roading? Well, you know, Jeep is known, all-American automotive icon, Jeep. Especially the Wranglers. They've been around forever. Prime candidate for all of you fans of them to take them outdoors, take them in the creek, go up the mountains, take them on trails, get them muddy, take them camping. Yes, even just getting out in the natural world to see and smell the pine tree smell. Well, guess what? Yep. A little according to a survey that was just done by iccars.com, the number of SUV owners that actually go off-roading is quite slim. Not very many of you are using those Jeeps. You don't like them or what? You buy them, but you're not using them. For off-roading, that is, the instructions to go off-roading to teach a beginner how to... What? I'm not calling you a beginner when we're talking about driving a Jeep, but yet... You know, it is scary when you come to the top of a hill in your Jeep Wrangler or your Jeep Wagoneer or your Jeep and you don't see what's in front of you. You're thinking you're going over a cliff. When we come back, I have the percentage of you that really do not use your Jeep Wranglers or your Jeep in general. We'll be right back.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Boogeyman. Good to have you along on a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Thanks for spending 3 hours of your life with me. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here. We have another hour of Auto World coming up. And on that hour, folks, you're going to find out I have a list of engines that were built, purposely built to go 500,000 miles. And yes, they do burn petrol. But right off the bat here, I want to finish with the Ford Jeep owners. Yep. Well, you folks with the Jeeps out there, let's put it where it is. I talked to Mark Allen, head of design of Jeep. He told me that the survey was done, and about approximately 10 to 15% of you Wrangler owners will take them off-roading. That's it. Out of 100% of you, only about 10 to 15% of you take them off-roading. Huh. Where, in fact, you use them for daily grocery getters. Hey, there's nothing wrong with this, but they found out how come and why. See, SUVs are basically all used for daily grocery getters. About 18% of the Ford Expedition owners are off-roaders, and as well as 12% of the Ford Explorer owners are only off-roaders. So really, Jeep is not, they're right there, you folks out there, 10, 15% right along with Ford Explorers and the Ford Expeditions. But now let's get right down to the, you know, Toyota. Wait a minute, 20% of the Toyota 4Runner people and the Tacoma drivers are taking them off road. Well, found out why, Mark Allen told me, is because it's scary. You really don't, you know, you don't understand the pivot point of the throttle control, folks. You don't understand the operation in a low traction scenario. And like I pointed out before the break, you really don't see anything but blue sky when you're coming up over the top of the hill. So Jeep actually has a school to teach all of us with a Jeep Wrangler or a Jeep product in our driveway or without. You can take this school to learn. It's not a lot of money to teach all of us beginners and also the experienced off-roaders how to take your Jeep off-road and be safe about it and have fun doing it. In order to do that, go ahead, do it. You can go right to Jeep Wrangler. Just Google Jeep Wrangler off-road. He told me that was the best way for all of you to find out where the school is. It's there. You can Google, you know, as we all know, Jeep Wrangler School. That'll tell you everything. So, but right now, before this garage door comes down on this hour of Auto World, get the pen and paper and pencil out because I want to teach you a little bit about what's happened up and coming. Solid-state batteries, folks. That's right. Toyota. Before I get to it, we've all heard about the lithium ion-type batteries, but first off, to understand exactly what the breakthrough is that Toyota came out with, they're a little bit late to the parties when it comes to 100% EV cars and vehicles, of course, because of this reason, solid-state batteries. I want you to understand the difference between a solid-state battery that they've come up with that goes up 745 miles is what the range, 745-mile range, and all the way up to maybe 900-mile range. So understand the difference, folks, between the solid-state batteries and the current lithium-ion batteries. Let's use today's electric vehicles. The lithium-ion batteries found in most EVs on the road use a liquid or gel foam electrolyte that carries the charge particles in the battery from one electrode to the other. Unfortunately, the challenges occur due to the use of liquid electrolyte that has become a significant safety concern. The batteries have been known to experience leakage or overheating. Serious threat to drivers, as you know, and passengers in the car. The electrolyte material is usually made up of lithium salts and organic solvents, both very flammable and have the potential to catch on fire when exposed to oxygen. On top of that, these batteries are known to degrade and much faster than the leading all of us to have to buy a battery later, replacing the batteries in your vehicle over time, which may be very expensive. Every time the battery charges, the lithium ions are physically pushed apart between other atoms in the electrolyte, causing the electrode to grow during charging. Once finished, the material shrinks back down, but this constant growing and shrinking cycle forms small cracks that reduce the battery's ability to even store a charge. This is where the solid-state batteries from Toyota are a game changer. As the name suggests, solid-state batteries swap out the liquid electrode for a solid one. In doing so, the solid electrolyte significantly decreases the risk of leakage and overheating and no fires. Solid state from Toyota. Toyota's solid state batteries will offer 745 mile range all the way up to 900 mile range on a single charge is what they're saying and quoting, which is a complete, you know, fully electric vehicle game changer. Now, the Japanese automaker released the very first mass-produced hybrid ever with the Toyota Prius back in the late 90s. They're still around. They've been around. They've great car. They've worked a long, long time. But this is the reason why Toyota is a little late to the EV game, I guess we could call it, the EV cars, because they were working on a solid-state battery that charges completely different without liquid. That's the reason. I hope that all made sense. That's the truth. Please do. Let me know. Dig into it a little farther, if you would. Please do. Have any questions at all, please email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, 855-660-4261. Love to hear your comments. And is this going to be a game changer? Are they going to have this solid-state battery out? And how many models are there? They're going to give that battery, put that battery in and install it, and so you and I can purchase it. We'll soon find out. Absolutely. Coming up on the third hour, we're running out of time, but most of all, the folks, I want to make sure that you know that, in fact, now we're going to be talking about a little bit of oil, dirty engine oil that Well, let's get to it. We got enough time left here on Auto World before the garage door goes down. BP is buying some of Tesla. What? That's right. The oil company and gas company's EV charging arm will be the first independent network with its own superchargers. They're buying $100 million of Tesla's superchargers. BP is buying the $100 million supercharger hardware from Tesla. The hardware, making it the first company to purchase DC fast charging equipment from the automaker for use in a third-party charging network. This sale, folks, is going to the oil and gas EV charging business known as, they're going to call it BP Pulse, which this oil company is planning to invest up to $1 billion in building nationwide charging network by 2030, including a $500 million over the next 2 years, 2 to 3 years. $500 million over the next 2 to 3 years. Tesla's equipment can charge at up to 250 kW and features a magic dock connector to connect using the standardized North American charging standard, NACS, plug from Tesla. BP, an oil company. They're calling it BP Plus. Their plans, folks, they're going to start installing the new chargers next year at businesses around the BP family of brands, like Travel Centers of America, Thornton's, AMPM, Amoco, and its up-and-coming GigaHub charging sites, and third-party locations like Hertz Rent-A-Car. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.